trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale, rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a eight.
On top of all smoking, all covered with snow, I lost my true lover for courting so slow.
For courting's a pleasure.
For courting's a pleasure.
But parting is grief.
But parting is grief.
And a false-hearted lover.
And a false-hearted lover.
Is worse than a thief.
Is worse than a thief.
A thief will just rob you.
A thief will just rob you.
And take what you have.
And take what you have.
But a false-hearted lover.
But a false-hearted lover.
To the grave,
will lead you to the grave,
and the grave will decay you,
and the grave will decay you,
turn you to dust,
and turn you to dust.
Not one boy in a hundred,
not one boy in a hundred,
a poor girl can trust,
a poor girl can trust.
How true, they'll hug you and kiss you,
they'll hug you and kiss you,
tell you more lies,
and tell you more lies.
Than cross ties on a railroad,
cross ties on a railroad,
or stars in the sky,
or stars in the sky.
Never place your affection.
Never place your affection
on a green willow tree.
On a green willow tree.
For the leaves they will wither.
The leaves they will wither.
Roots they will die.
The roots they will die.
You'll all be forsaken.
You'll all be forsaken.
And never know why.
And never know why.
Thank you. the whole world. In his hand he got the great big world. In his hand he got the whole world. In his hand he got the whole world in his hand. He got the wind and the rain right in his hand. He got the stars and the moon in his hand. He got the wind and the rain in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the gambling man right in his hand. He got the lying man right in his hand. He got the crab shooting man in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He's got the little bits of babies in his hand. He got the little bits of babies in his hand. He got the little bits of babies in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got you and me, brother, in his hand. He got you and me, sister, in his hand. He got you and me, brother, in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. Well, he got everybody in his hand. He got everybody in his hand. He got everybody here right in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Got up this morning, to move on. I got to travel, walk away my
Hope you're digging your holiday weekend and the jazz, blues, and more here on The Beat. It's a summer dance party edition of the show for this Independence Day weekend. I'm David Nicholas. Scott Seeberger is here into our last hour. We've got some great stuff still ahead here. Hope you're digging all the tunes. You can follow along, of course, with the playlist there. That's at WCMU.org. Ryan Egler handling all of our production stuff again this week, and we appreciate all of his help. So we have spent some time out in the sun. We've been cruising. We've been looking at the charts of this date 50 years ago. We're still going to spend some time back here in our great home state of Michigan. And we spent some time at the beach. Going to spend a little bit of some laid-back time around the campfire. Now, when we talked about making some plans for this show, I said, you know, wide open, go through your stacks, find, you know, whatever hits you just right. To capture, you know, the summer dance thing, the whole essence of summer. And one of those that you landed on was this set of tunes from around the campfire.
Yeah. Did you ever sit around a campfire and, you know, and in the evening and all of that?
There was several years, right before probably, I don't remember how old I was when we first went there, maybe five or six. But my sister's family, she married into a family, and they had some cottages up on Torch Lake. So there were several years. Now, my sisters remember going to, there were a lot of years that they went to Caseville with our cousins. The two families would get there, but I was very, very little. I don't remember those times, although the stories about those are a treasure trove of memories from all of that time. And there was some time they went to Lake Mitchell up in Cadillac.
Yeah.
But what I remember was the time at Torch Lake, and it was just this little group of cottages, but yeah, down right before you, and it was just a tiny little, you know, slope thing down to the beach, but right there at the edge of kind of the grassy open area was, of course, and you got to have it, is, you know, the space for the big bonfire and stuff, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I had a relative, we were in a campground, and this car came whizzing by. It was a young teenager, and I had a relative that we were eating corn that we had, you know, heated up on the bonfire. He took that cob of corn and fired it at that car. And he said, slow down. Slow down. He did. He bounced that cob of corn right off the back, you know, window. Perfect throw.
Did the kid stop? Did the kid slow down?
They slowed down.
Did the kid come back and give you a few choice words? Or
no. No,
okay, but did slow down.
He did slow down, but I just that's my memory of campfires.
There you go.
That and smoke. But anyways, this set is really pretty interesting to me, anyways, because these are universal songs, and I, you know, hope folks sing along. But Roger Miller had a Grammy Award winning recording in King of the Road, which was a song about a hobo of all things. And then here, this next one, song on top of Old Smokey by the Weavers, this is the oldest song, I think, in the whole show. It was, the Weavers got started in 1948. They recorded on top of Old Smokey, and it became a big hit in 1951. It wasn't just a nice song, it was a huge hit. And so this song, what's really interesting to me is on top of Old Smokey has been passed down through the generations, but no one knows the origins of that song. So to me, that's interesting. And this is followed by Odetta. He's got the whole world in his hands. This song was written in 1927, and it took off when a number of artists recorded it, including Odetta. She was a very prominent folk and blues artist, popular in New York. And then Bob Dylan. We enter Bob Dylan with his first taste of national success with the song Blowin' in the Wind. And this song ended up being recorded by Peter, Paul, and Mary and became a national hit by them. But it put Bob Dylan on the radar screen as a songwriter. And then next, You Were On My Mind. Do you remember this song? Mid-60s. And
but I don't. I'm not sure that if I'm thinking the same tune, I'm thinking that it's, I'm not thinking Ian and Sylvia.
You're thinking the Wee Five.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we were thinking the same. That's right.
Yes. The Wee Five had the hit in the U.S., but this song was written and first performed, and it became a folk music classic by, well, it was written by Sylvia Flecker, and she wrote the song in the same year that Bob Dylan wrote Blowin' in the Wind, 1962. And she penned this song in a bathroom because the cockroaches were running around all over the place in her little apartment. The bathroom was the only safe place from those cockroaches. So that's how she wrote this song. And she and her husband recorded it, and it became an instant classic. Ian and Sylvia.
There you go.
From Canada. And then the last song was written by Pete Seeger and recorded with the Weavers in 1949. However, it's best known by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Not only a big hit, but also a Grammy Award winner in 1962. I don't know if you get a theme there, but 1962 was an important year.
Absolutely.
For a lot of these songs.
Yep. And, you know, Peter, Paul, and Mary, I mean, they did great original stuff, but what they did with Dylan's stuff, what they did with Pete Seeger's stuff, what they did with some of the early tunes of a then unknown Gordon Lightfoot before his versions or at the same time, but the bigger versions were with them and even with John Denver's Leaving on a Jet Plane, which was, you know, a number one hit for them.
Absolutely.
To think of what they were able to do with other people's material and put that unique stamp in their style. Great, great trio and landmark artists here, certainly in the history of American music.
And that whole folk music era seems to have passed us. You look at the late 50s and 60s, there folk music was so prominent, and not so anymore. Yeah.
Not really. Anybody that they sometimes talk about revivals, or you get some people that have done acoustic things, but it's never really gotten back to that same music that had the message behind it during obviously some very, very turbulent times and times when people were looking for positive things to come and so forth. But a great era in music and part of our summer dance party here on WCMU. Listener supported WCMU, and we are a service of Central Michigan University. David Nicholas here and Scott Seeberger too, and we've still got some stuff from Michigan to get to before we wrap things up at around 3 o'clock. So glad you're with us with the Jazz, Blues, and More here on our Summer Dance Party 2019.
Sitting here sinking on deeper down. My head is just spinning around and round. I can't seem to shake this feeling. Oh, my body is a rocket and reeling. Oh, it's such a funny feeling that I know this is the last time around for me. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sinking on deeper down. My eyes are blurred and I can't hear a sound. Fight! Help me fight it! Cause I know this is the last time around for me, oh yeah. Oh, it's taking me over and it's swallowing me up. I'm caught in a landslide, I can't fit the drug. I've run out of time and I've run out of blood. I know this is the last time around, oh yeah.
Stone. You better leave me alone, yeah. You can try.
for your Summer Dance Party 2019 here on WCMU. Heading our way towards 3 o'clock on this Saturday afternoon of the holiday weekend. And as we look at it, 2019, we've touched on it kind of from the 50-year perspective. Of course, Woodstock is coming up the 50th anniversary. Whether or not they're going to do a fest, we don't know. But they we will see what happens. And I think it would be cool, Scott, if you came back and we had a chance to look at that whole Woodstock era. There's so many groups that we could pull from, not just from what made it to the records or made it into the movie, but building off a lot of stuff there. So mark it down. We'll do that for the time coming up here mid-August, just down the road a piece, and we'll do a special Woodstock at 50 edition of The Beat here on WCMU. We've got some music still to come that you brought in, and it's Michigan-based stuff, and we're going to throw in probably some tunes to wrap up here, too, back from the Michigan vaults. But this is stuff that's pretty current and pretty now from some very well-known and not-so-well-known Michigan artists. What stuff did you bring along for us to play?
We open with Ember by Jen Cass and Lucky Now Band. And Jen Cass is a prosecuting attorney in the Flint area, but she's been a long-time recording musician in Central Michigan, about 20 years she's been recording, and she's performed at so many great venues. The band is solid as can be if you ever get a chance to see them. And this is a song they wrote called Ember. Then after that, Tommy James, just this couple of weeks ago, came out with a new release called Alive. I'm here to tell you it's pretty decent. If it has that Tommy James sound to it, but it's pretty decent. And I like this song, Never Too Late, because it's about you can accomplish things anything at any time in life. Anytime is good. Of course, Tommy James is now 72 years old, still touring like crazy. And speaking of Woodstock, they wanted him for Woodstock, and they declined because they had actually a little bit better paying gig in Hawaii. But Tommy James has always said, we were so regretted we didn't cancel the Hawaii gig and go do Woodstock. Because you know how hot they were in 69. Crimson and Clover and Crystal Blue Persuasion and Money Money and all that stuff.
It would have made perfect sense. And yeah, there's probably a million stories of who wound up getting invited, who declined, you know, and then all of the stuff we were talking about as to the will they or won't they in terms of pulling together the 50th anniversary. But nevertheless, Tommy James. And you got some Mitch Ryder that you pulled in there, too.
Brand new release by Mitch Ryder. I find it, they're all cover songs, and they have many well-known Michigan guest artists on it. But Twistin' the Night Away was one of my favorites. But this is a recording that I think is suffering from some engineering recording challenges, but that's just my opinion. Detroit Breakout. It's just always good to have Mitch back. Then Cherie Williams from Saginaw. Most people don't know she performs all over the world. Her name, you know, she's titled the Princess of the Gospel Rock and Blues, and she is a lovely person. Her husband sadly passed away earlier this year, and I know she's gone through a lot. But she still is a dynamite performer, and you're going to like this track, Fire. And then last is Bob Seger. Well, Bob Seger's been all over the news this year. He's on his final tour, and he performed at DTE, what do they call that, Center? Music Center, I guess is the name of it. Full House, Six Consig.
It's Pine Knob.
Pine Knob, okay. Okay. Thank you.
You know, you can call it DTE Energy Music, you know. We're in safe, you know, I saw Peter Frampton there a few years back, and it was always one of his favorite places to play, and he is out on a farewell tour this year, of course, too, but I remember him saying something about it, you know, it's great to be back here, he said Pine Knob. And the crowd went wild. And then he said something about the corporate, this, that, and the other thing, and the references to the company and how much he was going to get in trouble and everything else. But basically brushing it off and, you know, everybody, it's Pine Knob, all right?
Well, I've never heard of an artist selling out Pine Knob six consecutive nights the way Bob Seger did. He played to approximately 120,000 people. And the tour is going so well, he keeps adding a date here and there.
And I just wonder, even though he did all that and added the shows in Detroit, the tour is going on from here. And there's still the part of me that says, I mean, I know that Kobo has been revamped, but you think Live Bullet and you want, it would just be poetic justice for him to really wrap it up. If he can't do it at Kobo, and I just, there's a part of me that says there's going to be some other shows back at Pine Knob where it had that feeling of finality, but boy, the demand would be there, and
I think so.
I think he'll be back.
We're going to do Turn the Page, and there's another page, in my opinion. I'm just guessing now. Does anyone say Michigan more than Bob Seger? He's just Michigan.
He is.
So anyway, it's a fun set of current artists. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, I believe that's the last song he plays that he played at Pine Knob at his concerts, and it was after the second encore. You know, he ended the second encore with that song.
Some good stuff, and it's all Michigan, and it's all here for you on Summer Dance Party 2019 on the Beat.
It was windy and wet. There's a picture of me with my arm around you. Though my heart raged and raced, I tried hard to erase it. Couldn't be with you yet when I found you. But you burned like an ember inside me. Till time the tree. Dream of a day you come, take me away. Now I'm Once I dreamed of a day you'd come take me away. Now I wake up, say your sweet name.
Never too late to try, never too old to fly. Even though time goes by, you can begin doing what's in your heart. If you just play the part, you can get up and start
all over again. There you go again, howling in the wind. My ship ain't coming in, but that's a lie. You're never too late to try. You're never too old to fly. And even though time goes by, you can begin doing what's in your heart. If you just play the part, you can get up and start
all over again.
Or you think the game is through, black and blue, your dream ain't coming true. Nowhere to go. You gotta reach out for the light. Don't give up the fight. You're gonna be alright. You gotta know. You're never too late to try. You're never too old to fly. And even though time goes by, you can begin.
Take a look at all the chances that you took when you were flying high. You could see everything would be alright. Nothing stays the same. Something's gotta change. Play another game. Say bye bye. Never too late to try. Never too old to fly.
Yeah.
Even though time goes by, you can begin.
You can begin.
Yeah.
a fella in blue jeans. He's dancing with an older queen. Dialed up in a diamond ring. She's twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go. Rocking to the rock and roll. Here you find them young and old. Twisting the night away. Twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great.
Shake 'em down, but now you stop and think about your dignity. So now
Some stuff from Michigan, and a fitting way to wrap up this Summer Dance Party 2019. Got a few more that we'll tail out with here as we get set to close the hour. And as we said, we're now just kind of spontaneously on the spot starting to think along terms of Woodstock and the 50th anniversary coming up. So, Scott, we'll have you back then. But as always, a lot of fun, a lot of great music, and a lot of great memories that you brought along with you here once again to the show. Great to have you back.
And my pleasure, completely my pleasure and honor. Where else but public radio and CMU would you get a chance to look at these great songs and put them in a context? And it was so much fun to do.
From Bob Seger to the Beach Boys to Sly and the Family Stone to Ray Charles to War to Chuck Berry, Johnny Cash, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Elvis, the Beatles, Henry Mancini, why not? Everything mixed into the last 3 hours of great stuff, all here for you on The Beat and the Summer Dance Party 2019, right here on listener-supported WCMU. Another round of jazz, blues, and more on The Beat coming your way next Saturday, same time, same station. I'm David Nicholas. A big, big thanks to Ryan Egler for a lot of extra production work on this week's show with all of this great stuff we pulled together. Mucho kudos, my friend. In the week ahead, you have yourself a safe holiday weekend and holiday vacation. If you're taking it, you find yourself some time to swing, and you find yourself a little bit of peace. Right.
made up.